to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is the Monday bonus episode. I'm very excited today, because it's 2 in the afternoon on Sunday. It's Sunday for me, it's Monday for you. I didn't get up early today. I stayed up late, because I was editing music into the Phil Ehart episode, which I was going to drop in 2 weeks, but I'm actually going to drop that this week. Because it's so good. I am so happy with it, and I'm so proud that I got to sit down with founding member and drummer of Kansas. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy this episode, even if you don't know anything about Kansas. Phil was just so great, and it comes through. You're going to love it. I hope you do anyway. So with that said, We got a topic today, and this topic is selected by Andy Solom. So, you know, people send me emails with topics, and sometimes one will just click with me, and I'll be like, yeah, that sounds like a cool one. I like it. So his topic is 2 singers, 1 song. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, that's a duet. But, you know, it doesn't have to be. You could just have, you know, like one of the ones I'm going to play just has a famous singer doing the background vocals. It's not really a duet, but yeah, I like this topic, and that's what we chose. That's what I chose, and that's what we're going to do. So hope you guys had a nice weekend. I'm in the middle of my Sunday painting Rita's room, just finished painting it. And when I'm done recording this, I have to go move all the furniture back in there. Fun times. Yesterday it was 106 degrees, and the power went out in my voice. No, the power went out at the house for about 5 hours. Currently we got 97 degrees in Woodland Hills, 97 and sunny, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm texting a little bit with Mr. Joe Reynolds, and that's what we're doing. All right. Let's get into this now. Should I start with one? How should I start the show off today with the episode chosen by Andy Solom? I think I know exactly how to start this out. Here we go. I'll talk about the song afterwards, but let's just get it started.
It's a seagull stinkeroo.
Everybody, that was from 1986. That was Rebe Jackson. You know, there's Janet, there's Latoya, there's Jacksons that I won't mention their name, there's Tito, there's Jermaine, and there's Rebe. Or is it Rebe? I always say Rebe. But that was from her album Reaction. The song is called You Send the Rain Away, And the other voice on that song is one of my favorite vocalists of all time, Mr. Robin Zander from Cheap Trick. The only thing I can figure out about this song, or that I found out, was that Robin got offered a ton of money to sing on that song in 1986. And so he did it. I think he sounds great. I think she sounds okay. I don't really hate the song, but I threw the stinkeroo on there because I was figuring maybe a majority of you people might hate it. Well, why don't I just let you decide for yourself? Why'd I have to throw stinkeroo on there? But I did. And I'm fine with it. All right. Now, I've mentioned this guy about 7 times so far, Andy Solem. So I'm going to let him kick it off with his first pick. Here we go.
Hello, listeners. Andy from Florida here. Thanks, Pat, for choosing this topic. So many artists I love have had 2 leads sing their songs, Fleetwood Mac, Journey, Chicago, and others. But today I went with early 90s power poppers Jellyfish, who produced 2 perfect albums that I've always said was the perfect blend of Brian Wilson, Queen, and the Partridge Family. This quirky track has keyboardist Roger Joseph Manning Jr. singing lead along with drummer and lead vocalist Andy Sturmer. So enjoy this carnival ride of a tune called Sabrina, Paste, and Plato.
Chesney's looking dapper in his brand new dunce cap, strolling down the runway to an F. With all the others watching, eating paste and Plato, he fights the urge to run and kiss the chef.
Jellyfish from Spilt Milk, 1993. Everybody loves the Jellyfish. I like them. I just, I have those albums. I haven't listened to them enough to let them sink in. But when I hear individual songs, I like it. So, what can I say? Good pick. Good pick on the topic, Andy. Good pick on the song. All right. Trying to think if there's anything else I can tell you about my my weekend. Just house stuff. You know. Again, Rita wanted her room painted, so we, so then when the carpet was a disaster when we moved all the furniture out of there, so she got put some hardwood down. So she's excited. School starts tomorrow for her from home. So again, I got to get that room set up so she has a nice, clean workspace. I told her all A's, right? From home, you got to get all A's when you're working at home. No distractions, you know, no drama from the other high school kids. Let's do this. So everyone whose kids are either in school right now or at home doing school, you know, let's do this, kids. 2020, all A's, unlike my report card. All right, who's next? Brian Berkey. Brian Berkey.
Hello, Pat. This is Brian Berkey from Pennsylvania. My selection for the One Song, Two Singers episode is a 1967 top 10 hit called The Beat Goes On, recorded by Sherilyn Sarkazian and Congressman Salvatore Bono. Enjoy.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. History.
goes on. Beat goes on.
Gotta tell you, that song sounded better right now in the headphones than it's ever sounded to me. Ever. And I like that song. Can Sonny sing? I mean, I guess he can. Maybe he doesn't have the greatest voice, but he can sing. Cher's voice is crazy. Like, sometimes when she goes all out, it's crazy. I'm not saying crazy bad. I just don't have another word in my brain. This is crazy. Next, we have two people picked the same song. And it's not a song. I didn't even know of this song. And I love it now. But it's like, it's not like a song that would be an easy one for people to pick. Does that make sense? I thought I'd be able to talk better at 2 in the afternoon than I do at 5 in the morning, but I guess not. So anyway, we're going to hear two intros. We're going to hear them back to back. First intro is only 8 seconds, and then the second intro is 41 seconds. We're going to have 49 seconds of intro, and then right into the same song. So get ready.
Hey everybody, it's Kyle Hilders from the Woods of Western Mass. Here is Bruce Dickinson and Rob Halford singing The One You Love to Hate by the band Halford.
Hey Pat and Rock Solid Army, this is Joe Becht, the International Man of Mystery. My duet selection today is from Halford. Rob Halford, when he left Judas Priest, put out some amazing solo stuff, whether it was Fight 2 or the band Halford. This is off his 2000 release. And the song is called One You Love to Hate, and it's a duet with Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden. So, Pat, if you can play it from a minute 03 to a minute 45, you will get the great dual vocal. And sometimes it's hard to tell them apart because they sound alike, but it's really cool, and this is a great song. So rock on and rock solid.
So come on, get a load of this. Something you can't afford to miss. You're just a fashion on my face.
I had no idea that two of the greatest heavy metal singers of all time collaborated on a tune. I mean, how did I not know that? I like Judas Priest. I like Iron Maiden. I don't have these solo Halford albums, though. I do have some of the Dickinson solo albums. But that's a great song. Kyle and Joe picking The One You Love to Hate. Very, very nice. Very nice. What do I need to do here? I think the volume on the laptop is too loud. Or maybe it was just that song. Almost knocked me off my chair. All right. Let's move on. This is a good tune. I know this song. You guys probably know this song. Features a stooge and a 52. Here we go.
Hello, Rock Soliders. This is Raymond Brockley from the home of Jim Ostenberg. Not his home, but his hometown. And of course, you know who that is. As an old janitor once told me, Jim used to hang out in the rock and roll scene at all the local parties, but then he went away to the Windy City for a long time. And when he came back, he was Iggy Pop. Man. Okay, now if you thought my acting was annoying, wait to hear a little bit of singing here. Don't worry, it's almost done. The song is from a little album. If you're like me, you might have had a cassette tape in the early 90s called Brick by Brick. with a tune on there called Homeboy. But of course, the greatest one was Candy, I can't let you go. Of course, that's with the beautiful and ultra cool rock lobsterer named Kate Pearson. Here is Candy, I Can't Let You Go by Iggy Pop and Kate Pearson.
Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north, you burn my heart with a flickering torch. I had a dream that no one else could see. You gave me love for free.
Fun song. When Kate Pearson sings, she kind of sounds like a, makes it sound like a go-go song to me. Very nice. Don't like a ton of Iggy Pop stuff, but I like a lot of it. I do like a lot of it. That guy's still alive. I bet no one thought back in the day that he would still be alive. Lou Reed and Bowie would be dead, and Iggy, the craziest, would still be around. So I'm trying to see what I want to play next. I'll do this one.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Rock Solid listeners. Michael Van Zandt here. I hope everyone's doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, wearing your mask, you know, doing the right thing. I'm sure we'll get through this. For the Two Singers, One Song episode, I'm going to go with a song from a Grammy Award-winning album. This album actually won two Grammys, one for Best Country Album and Best Country Collaboration with Vocals. The album is called Vanlier Rose, came out in 2004, and this is the album for Loretta Lynn. The album was produced with a golden touch by the Wonder Boy himself, Mr. Third Man, Jack White. He was with the White Stripes still at that time, but he was obviously exploring different avenues in his influence. And this album was very well received. Critics liked it quite a bit. As I said, it won Grammys. The singles didn't do as well, but still it was well received. And of particular note, Loretta Lynn was 72 years old at this time, and Jack White was only 28. And so
did they sleep together?
Had the magic touch here.
Did they have an affair?
Album, and it was one of the best albums in her career. So here is the song Portland, Oregon, with Loretta Lynn and Jack White.
Tender before you blow.
All right, Michael Van Zandt. The song was Portland, Oregon. I liked it. 72 years old. She still got the pipes. Still got it. All right. Speaking, we had a female artist. Let's get a female listener here. Let's hear from Carly Anderson.
Greetings, Rock Solid friends. This is Carly Anderson in Denver, Colorado. The Throwing Muses was one band with two lead vocalists, Tanya Donnelly and Kristen Hirsch. They were stepsisters. They were creatively very different. But when they came together on songs like Not Too Soon on 1991's The Real Ramona album, it was pure magic. I hope you enjoy. She.
That's a good tune. Excellent. Throwing Muses. Good choice, Carly. I like it. Coming up next, this guy's going to play a Kansas song. That's perfectly timed because of this Thursday's episode. I've been texting and talking with this guy on the phone because he's a big-time Kansas fan. So I'll just let him do the rest. Whoops. Nope. My mistake. This song is not a stinkeroo. Sorry about that, Jeff.
Hey, Rock Solid Nation. It's Jeff Scoble from Detroit again with another listener submission. I wasn't initially going to go Kansas on the dual vocalist category, but in honor of Pat's upcoming conversation with Phil Ehard, I thought it was appropriate. While Steve Walsh is considered the primary vocalist for the band, the violinist Robbie Steinhardt often took lead vocals on songs of their albums, and, in some cases, the two shared the job, as on my pick, Miracles Out of Nowhere from 1977's Left Overture album. Their voices are very different, but really blend well, and that's demonstrated very nicely on this track. Start from around 55 seconds, and you'll get a good mix of the two voices. Enjoy, stay safe, and keep on rocking.
Great were those Kansas albums produced. That's Jeff Glicksman produced Left Overture and Point of No Return. Those sound great. I love production. I love it. I love it so much. I know nothing about it, but I love it. All right, here's my BFF. He's traveling across country right now. He's in Chicago. He texted me, let me know he's in Chicago. So let's hear what he has to say.
Hey, everybody in Rock Solid Land. Tom Neuerberg here with my contribution to the listener episode song with two different lead singers singing in it. I think the best example of this consistently is The Who with, obviously Roger Daltrey's the lead vocalist, but Pete sings a lot too. And this song that I'm going to submit is Long Live Rock. where you have Pete singing the majority of it, and then Roger comes in on the chorus. So The Who, Long Live Rock. Pick it up right at the beginning. Thanks, everybody.
From 1974's Odds and Sods. That's like a, it's a rarities album, like some B-sides and unreleased tracks and stuff like that. Remastered and re-released. I think they expanded it by like twice as many songs. So pick that up. Odds and Sods. It's a good record. And I love The Who, so maybe I'm not the one to ask. All right, here's the part of the show where I'm going to play three songs in a row in which the listeners have attached their intro and song together. So this is just going to play three in a row, and I'm going to be like a DJ in the 70s who would put the needle down on Kashmir and go to the bathroom. So that's what's happening. I'm not going to the bathroom, but just pretend. Just pretend I'm a DJ from the 70s.
Hi, Pat and the Rock Solid crew. Hope everybody's doing well. This is Tor Hansen, and my contribution this week to the two-singer thing is Make Them Suffer, an Australian death-slash-metalcore band from Perth, formed in 2008. They've had a lot of success in their home country for years now, and earlier this year they released their fourth studio album called How to Survive a Funeral. Now, this band has gone with the two-singer approach pretty much from the beginning, blending lead singer Sean Harmanis or Hermanis's screamed vocals and occasionally clean vocals with a more traditional female clean vocal style. On the latest record, this creates some impactful moments of like high contrast. Now, the song I'm sending you is definitely not as harsh or aggressive as any of the other offerings on this really, really solid metal album. In fact, it's more like a little latter-day power ballad, but it's a good one. Harmanis does some shoegazy dream pop vocals here with the screamo stuff layered in the back, and keyboardist Brooke Nile brings her voice to the front for a pretty catchy chorus section. If you're into the heavy stuff, this is one of my favorite records of the year so far, so here's Make Them Suffer with The Attendant.
Hey there, Pat, and everyone out there listening. This is Aaron Lowe, once again shouting out from quarantine with a song recommendation. When I heard this topic, I had a few songs come to mind, but I pretty quickly settled on something off of Tom Jones's 1999 album, Reload, which found him teaming up with contemporary artists to perform an eclectic mix of cover songs. It could have been a mess, but it's a really cool record. This album is probably most well known for the explosive cover of Talking Heads' Burning Down the House that he performed with The Cardigans, but I chose a song that would really give me the most bang for my buck. So here is Tom Jones, who I love, performing the song All Mine by Portishead, who I also love, with The Divine Comedy, one of my favorite bands of all time. This song presented a bit of a challenge in terms of queuing it up, because I wanted to showcase both vocalists, but they each take really long sections of the song. So I edited the clip down a bit, starting with the second verse where Neil Hannon is singing, and I removed an instrumental break so you can hear Tom Jones come in for a bit at the end. Hopefully I didn't butcher it too badly, and it conveys some fraction of how great this song and album really are. And once again, Pat, thanks for doing these. I hope you, your family, and all of your listeners are doing well.
From that cloud, number 9, danger starts, the sharp incline, and such sad regrets, oh, as those starry skies, as they swiftly fall, may
Hi everyone, this is David Nickel from Ontario. Great theme today, Pat. So many great tracks featuring dueling singers. It was hard to pick just one. Ultimately, I'm going with a song from one of the great Beauty and the Beast vocal groups, the B-52s. My pick is Private Idaho, featuring lead vocals from Kate Pearson and Fred Schneider. And I think Cindy Wilson is in there too in the backing vocals. Private Idaho is from their second album, Wild Planet, released in 1980. And this song was their second to chart on the Billboard Top 100, making it to number 74. Enjoy!
Hello, Solid Rockers. This is Glenn K. Amo coming to you from the bustling metropolis of Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. My selection today is a classic from 1973. It went to number one in America and peaked at number five here in Canada. The first two lines of the song are sung by Jim Gilstrap. Look him up. He worked with everybody. Then second lead vocalist Lonnie Groves takes over and sings the next two lines. There, two lead singers. Oh, then this third guy comes in, sings the rest of the song. Nice voice, forget the guy's name. Anyhow, here's Jim Gilstrap and Lonnie Groves with You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Be around.
From Talking Book. I took a deep dive into four of those early 70s Stevie Wonder albums this year. Good stuff. Good stuff. I owned Songs in the Key of Life when I was a kid. Got that from the Columbia Record and Tape Club. Don't you wish the Columbia Record and Tape Club was still around? Right? Because vinyl's back in action. Tapes, not so much. Maybe be the record and CD club. Maybe just be the vinyl club. Think about it, Columbia House. Think about it. Now's the time. People want music. They want it delivered to their house. Here's Jeff Frank.
Gabba gabba. Hey, Rock Solid Nation. It is Jackson C. Frank. Thanks, Murray. And I am coming to you with my pick for this week, and it is Jenny Lewis, Carpetbagger. So this is off her most excellent second solo record, Acid Tongue, and the tune additionally features Declan McManus, aka Elvis Costello, on vocals. And I figured, who couldn't use a little tune about carpetbagging during these spicy political times? So I say crank it and stay frosty.
I'm gonna treat you kind. I'm gonna rob you blind. I'll smile all the time. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Sally could have had it in one of her bars, but she couldn't.
Jeff Frank. Always liked that tune from the first time I heard it. I think I heard it on this show. Someone played it. Maybe it was He Who Shall Not Be Named. Maybe he played it. Anyway, good choice, Jeff. Perfect for the topic. Gonna bring up the Patreon page right now. Patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. I'm bringing it up because next Monday's bonus episode is going to be a Patreon-only episode. So if you're listening and you support the show on Patreon, head over there and you can see what I want for next week's show. And that goes for anyone who's on Patreon, even our dollar people. There's a few dollar people. Set it and forget it. I don't know why they're not $2 people, though, because they could win prizes. You win one prize, you're set. But yeah, so I'll be posting that probably Tuesday morning on the Patreon page. So check it out. And that's all. That's all I got to say about that. So let's listen to Craig Trombley.
Hey, Pat, Rock Solid listeners. It's Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. For this topic, I'm going to go with the Sadies, which is awesome because I think they're great. And going to take a song off their double live album they put out in the mid-2000s. On this album, they shared vocals with about a dozen artists or so that of people they'd work with or people they liked. So there's like Nico Case on there, the guys from Blue Rodeo, John Langford from the Mekons, and a whole bunch of others. The song I picked is A Million and Two Songs, which Dallas Good starts off the vocals, and then Kelly Hogan picks it up. It's just kind of a fun song. Hope you like it. Thanks.
letters that you took the kids to your mama and dad. Well, since we're not dead, I guess I've been exposed stronger, and we hope it couldn't go on for any longer like that. Well, I guess I'm liable to one to blame, man. I guess I don't have a good woman to sing, but now we're not gonna have to beat each other anymore, man.
Give me was a whole lot of trouble, and it started in trouble from the day I said I do. You start drinking and I'd start yelling, and that was only part of the hell you put me through. There were papers to buy and little babies to feed, but you said you needed money for your beer and speed. Well, you should have thought of that before you went spreading your seed.
Very nice. The Sadies. Never heard of them. There they are. Maybe I'll seek some more of that music out. What else do I got to tell you about the Thursday episodes, which have been guest heavy? Again, this week is Phil Ehart from Kansas. Next week, going to be Brad Gillis from Night Ranger. I'll drop that one. Also hoping to do a track by track with Fee Wabel for his brand new album, Fee Wabel Rides Again. Actually just got the physical copy from his management in the mail yesterday. So one step closer to doing that. And I've been chatting up some Go-Go's management and trying to get one, possibly two of the Go-Go's on. At the same time, maybe. That'd be kind of fun, right? So I keep reaching out. I'm reaching out to everyone now because of the quarantine. And, you know, the Zoom room, I'm getting used to it. Don't like it. It'll never take the place of in-person interviews. But, you know, if there's someone that doesn't live in Los Angeles, you know, they live in New York or Texas or, you know, wherever, Chicago, they don't live in Los Angeles, then I guess I'll start reaching out to those people. You know, in the past, I thought, well, maybe when they roll through town, I'll get them on the show. And that can work sometimes, but a lot of times they come in, they do the show, and then they leave right after the show. So a lot of times it doesn't work. But yeah, I'm working on a bunch of things, and still got Christy, Mike, and Murray, and going to do a Bon Jovi in the 80s episode, hopefully soon, via Zoom with Alexi and Kyle. So just, you know, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. I'm scheduling a bunch of things. And, you know, the show doesn't stop because of the quarantine. And hopefully just more guests will come. So this guy's voice, everybody loves it. He's from Alabama. He'll tell you to be sweet. I think that's because he's sweet. Let's find out.
Hey, y'all. Tony Greathouse, representing the Dirty South down here in East Alabama. With my submission of Andy's great topic of two singers in one song. In 1976, Cassie Gaines convinced Lynyrd Skynyrd to hire her baby brother. In 1977, they recorded Street Survivors. By the fall of 1978, as we all know, Cassie, Steve, Ronnie Van Zant, and three crew members were dead. Before then, they recorded a Steve Gaines pen song, You Got That Right. And it's good stuff. Pat, start about 13 seconds in. Again, I appreciate you. And y'all be sweet.
Right.
Skynyrd. A couple of documentaries out there about Skynyrd. Every time I see one, I like it. You know, they cover the same, you know, the same territory, but always good. I like all the hits. What album would I start with, Tony? Do I start with Street Survivors? What's Lynyrd Skynyrd's best studio album? Someone tell me. I'll listen to it. All right, I got another song on my list today. I brought three songs. This one, I love it. One of these guys is a rockin' piece. He was the lead singer from Motorhead. And the other guy's a madman. His name's Ozzy Osbourne. This is I Ain't No Nice Guy.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on. I thought that I was living out the perfect life, but in the lonely hours when the truth begins to bite, I thought about the time when I turned my back and saw I ain't no nice guy after all.
It's a ballad by some rockers singing together. Lemmy and Ozzy. As I call them, Lozzy. I don't call them that. No one calls them that. All right. That was my pick. What's next? Let's listen to see what Kevin Hartbarger and his wonderful radio voice, what does he bring to the party?
Welcome back, my rock solid friends, to the show that never ends. It's Kevin Hartbarger from Chicagoland jumping in again for another Monday bonus up.
All right, now we got. I remembered when I put this file together. We have there's some popping or something happening on Kevin's file, so I just want you to know that. So just bear with it. So I should start it from the top, right, Kevin? All right.
Welcome back, my rock-solid friends, to the show that never ends. It's Kevin Hartbarger from Chicagoland jumping in again for another Monday bonus episode. This week, I'll see your two singers, one song, and raise you one. That's right, three singers, one song. The band was incredible for so many reasons, and one of them was the diversity of talent among the five guys in the group. They would swap instruments, they all wrote songs, and three of them easily could have been the standalone lead singer. Luckily for us, they rotated that role and gave us the gritty drawl of Levon Helm, the playful soul of Rick Danko, and the soaring tenor of Richard Manuel. They all three came together on the classic Acadian Driftwood from the 1975 album Northern Lights, Southern Cross. They trade lead vocals on the verses and then harmonize on the chorus. I guarantee goosebumps. Enjoy this mini Canadian history lesson, and Pat, as always, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
The war was over and the spirit was broken. The hills were smoking as the men withdrew. We stood on the cliffs and watched the ships slowly sinking to their rendezvous. They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken, they didn't give a damn. Try to raise a family, end up the enemy over what went down on the plains of Abraham. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, golden
was listening to some music by the band a couple weeks ago, trying to get into the band a little bit. What I was surprised at was that Robbie Robertson really doesn't sing lead vocals for the band. And I knew Robbie Robertson because he had some solo albums out, so I just figured there'd be some Robbie Robertson. Can't stop saying Robbie Robertson. I just figured that he would sing lead on some songs on these albums, but I did not find that, so that was interesting for me. But that's a great song, Arcadian Driftwood. This next guy, he co-hosted one of our most downloaded episodes of all time. It was the Bohemian Rhapsody episode. This is David Ace. He's going to play a song off the new Mandy Moore album. He sent me this entire album. He threatened me, told me I have to listen to it, threatened my life if I don't. So I'll probably listen to that this week as one of my albums of the day in 2020. So here we go. Let's hear some intro. Let's hear some Mandy.
Hi, Rock Solid listeners. This is David Ace Gutierrez from Los Angeles. And my pick today is from Mandy Moore, the Amanda Lee album. She's singing along with this album's producer, Mike Viola. And the song is called Merrimack River. He also co-wrote the song. And you probably know him best from, if you've listened to the show, I submitted a song called American Egypt. But of course, he's more famously known for being the singing voice of the Wonders, or the Oneaters, from the That Thing You Do album. That is just the tip of the iceberg for that guy's career. And of course, Mandy Moore, transcendent, amazing singer, woman. One of the queens of this guy's four-chambered lounge.
I don't know what the four-chambered lounge means. I have to look that up.
Restless to begin. A wave comes crashing in.
The band on stage is tuning. Jacarandas are blue.
Sound great. They blend well together. Is this a country album, David? And am I going to listen to country? I'm not against it. Did a country episode with Murray. That was fun. We should do another one. That sounds country tinged. I put the word tinged in there. Next up, this guy usually brings the rock. Let's see if he brings the rock today.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio. For today's bonus episode topic, duet songs or a song with multiple singers, I chose the closing track, You Keep On Moving, from Deep Purple's 10th album, Come Taste the Band. The song was co-written by both co-lead singers, Glenn Hughes and David Coverdale. You Keep On Moving was written 2 years prior when Coverdale and Hughes joined Deep Purple, replacing lead singer Ian Gillan and bass player Roger Glover. At the time, Ritchie Blackmore rejected the song during the making of the Burn album. So when Ritchie left the band prior to making the album Come Taste the Band, and new guitarist Tommy Bolin entered the picture, Coverdale Hughes added this song to the album. You can start this around the 123 mark. Thanks, Pat, for the bonus episodes, and everyone stay safe.
Every day.
All right, Deep Purple from 1975 without Ritchie Blackmore. The album's called Come Taste the Band. What does that mean? Is that some sexual stuff going on? Album cover has like a glass of wine with like the band's faces in it. Stupid. It's a stupid cover. All right, this guy has co-hosted before also. Let's check him out.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. Joss Stone has been a part of many great collaborations, including some songs with Mick Jagger, Lauryn Hill, and Ricky Martin. Similarly, James Morrison has worked with artists like Nelly Furtado and Jesse J. To me, Joss Stone and James Morrison can sound like two sides of the same soulful coin, and they really show it on their collaboration, My Love Goes On, from James Morrison's most recent album, You're Stronger Than You Know. Now, they trade lines and build throughout the verses and effortlessly blend their voices together in the chorus. Their signature voices and similar styles really complement each other throughout the whole song. Hope you all enjoy it. Take care.
It's easy to bite into what you've been sold, but there's no soul, and I swear the hell would freeze over in this world so cold.
So lift up your hands and rest your weary feet, because you're here with me,
and I'll hold you in my open arms and set you free. Don't be scared, because there's no doubt I'll lift you up when you feel me down.
Mend your heart.
Pretty good tune, Brian. I feel like Joss Stone was supposed to be a bigger deal. And she's not a bigger deal, is she? Or is she wildly successful and I just don't know it? But she's good. She is good. So that was a good tune. What do we got? Hard to believe. I'm going to play one more. And then we're going to do the playout song. Wow. This episode is just a little over an hour. I played all the songs that were sent. I'm doing my part. So this song is from 1990. The album was called Busted. The band is Cheap Trick. This album followed up Cheap Trick's big comeback album called The Lap of Luxury, which featured the number one song, The Flame, and a number five song called Don't Be Cruel, which was a cover of the Elvis Presley song. And then Busted came out 2 years later, and I love Busted. I think it's a much better album. And it just so happens that there's a song on this album called Walk Away, and it features my two favorite lead vocalists of all time, Robin Zander and Chrissy Hynde. Apparently, Chrissy Hynde was in the same studios recording the Pretenders album Packed, and they just said, do you want to come over and, you know, sing on this? So it's not a duet, but you'll hear Chrissy in the mix big time. So please enjoy the song called Walk Away. Right, it was 1990, but it still had that big 80s production, courtesy of former guest and friend of the show, Richie Zito. And that's Walk Away. I love when Chrissy comes in. So, so good, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. All right, let's do some promoting real quick. Bonus episodes on Mondays. Regular episodes drop on Thursday. You can follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show. You can write a review for us at iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow Kyle at Kyle Dotson Funny. And Patreon is patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. Bunch of great tiers. You can see what you get with your each tier. And that's it. That's it for the show. Next up, I'm using this song as the play out because I love, love, love this song. It's actually the first song I thought of when Andy mentioned this title. And two of our listeners picked the song. So you're going to hear the two intros back to back, and then we're going to go right into the play out song. And it's a great one. I'll give you a hint. Features guitar work by Neil Giraldo. Aw, buddy. I can't do that. All right. I'm Pat. Thanks for listening. And here we go.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid fans. It's David Festini up here in northern New Jersey. And I had some trouble with this one because I initially was going to go with one of my favorite Queen songs, Rocket Prime Jive, because it starts with Freddie and then Roger sings the rest of the song. But then after thinking about it, I decided on a minor hit from the 80s that features two very successful singers of that era, as well as the guitar work of Neil Giraldo, best known for his work with Pat Benatar, but his guitar work is all over the 1980s. I'm talking about the song Don't Fight It by Kenny Loggins featuring Steve Perry. Somewhat out of character for Loggins, this song just rips. I mean, it's fun from start to finish, so I encourage you to turn up whatever device you're listening to and enjoy the next 60 seconds or so of this underappreciated 80s classic. As always, Pat, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Hi, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. George Worley from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania here. When I heard the topic for this week's All Listener Request show about songs by two singers, the first song I thought of was one of my all-time favorites, Don't Fight It, by Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry. This song was released in August of 1982, and it peaked at number 17 on the Billboard chart. And it also features Pat Benatar's husband, Neil Giraldo, on lead guitar. Sorry to bring up his name after he dissed Pat's request for an autograph without even bothering to come up with a good excuse. One of the iconic features of this song was the sound of the whip, which according to Kenny Loggins was, and I quote, from the locker where they kept the Indiana Jones soundtrack sounds. We snuck in there and we got the bullwhip and we sampled it. I always had trouble figuring out what some of the words to the song were, especially at the beginning, but thanks to the internet, I can now follow along perfectly, and you have to love it when Steve Perry sings about wanting to raise a little hell, which I think speaks to every young person at some point in their lives. Well, I promised this intro would be shorter than my first one, so thanks, Pat, and please play Don't Fight It by the great duo of Loggins and Perry.
Live long enough to find the moonshine will make a man.